We're doing the Drashot Aran, page Lamed Chet in the Shalem edition, and Kuf Dalet in the Mosad HaRav Kook edition. And the Aran had posed the question, how come God made Moshe have this most pivotal blemish that he couldn't speak clearly? He says, you see that Hashem wanted a prophet to be whole in many ways, in wealth and might. How come when it came to Moshe's speech, which is probably the most important aspect of Moshe's job in this world, there Hashem made him blemished. And we find even Moshe asked God. Moshe turned to Hashem and said, since I spoke to you, you haven't cured me of this blemish. We see that Moshe was also troubled by it. So that was the question which the Ran spent a long time elaborating and proving from different angles, that it's really difficult to understand why Moshe had to have a speech impediment. והתשובה על זה, and the answer to this says the Ran, כי מיות התורה וקיבולה, דבר היותר גדול שאפשר שיהיה במין האנושי. What a fantastic line. Being that the Torah and the acceptance of the Torah is the greatest occurrence that could happen in all of humanity. The greatest occurrence for humanity was the acceptance of the Torah. God is giving us a book and saying, here, this is how you should lead your lives. Does it get any bigger than that? So the Ran says, we're talking about the most momentous occasion of world history. Ra'ui la'am sheyekablena. It's fitting for the nation to accept the Torah. Sheyinatnu hora'ot chazakot she'atorah ha'hi amitit. And what's fitting is that there should be clear, strong proofs that Torah is true. V'sheyusal kol safek mo'otan ha'hora'ot, and that those proofs are removed from all doubt. U'me'inyan kulo bichlal she'ino ba ki'im bikoach eloki. And the whole concept has to be removed from any doubt. Anyone who was there should understand clearly that this is godly, that there's not nothing, no hanky panky going on here. Ve'al ze nimshach inyan yitziat Mitzrayim kulo. And says the Ran, the whole concept of the Exodus from Egypt revolves around this point. Sheratzah Hashem yitbarach sheitchadshu haotot bageulahi. Hashem wanted that in that redemption there would be renewed signs. Because the Exodus from Egypt is the beginning of the acceptance of the Torah. It's the foundation for the acceptance of the Torah. So Hashem wanted all these miracles, a year of miracles, which are all leading up to the acceptance of the Torah. Leman yedu klal Yisrael, so that the congregation of Israel will know. Ki hanimnaot b'chok hateva inam nimnaot b'chok Hashem yitbarach. Things that are scientifically impossible are not impossible when it comes to God. Scientific impossibilities are possibilities when Hashem is running the show. And that's what Hashem is showing us in the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ki zot ha-pina, because this point, this foundation, ha-yoter gdola, but that is one of the most fundamental points of our religion. Umi she'ichpor ota, and whoever denies this, yichpor adat bichlala, is really in denial of the religion completely. Ve'ivatel gmul v'onesh legamrei, and he also is ultimately denying the fact that God has payback, because he says it's all nature. The Torah tells us no. Sometimes Hashem makes it that a person has better parnasa, worse parnasa, more health, less health, and there's a correspondence between how Am Yisrael is doing in the world and their keeping of mitzvot. But a person who says no, Hashem doesn't interfere, everything is nature, so then he's denying a basic concept of Judaism, and he's technically also going to deny schar ve'onesh. Uviyotze kotev haTorah, and being that this is the axis that the Torah revolves around, asher alav tisov, on this axis the Torah turns, b'tchilat ha'geula she'yakdama la'Torah, in the beginning of the redemption, which is really the introduction to Torah, ratza Hashem yitbarach she'yitpersem ze'adat be'erz Mitzrayim. Hashem wanted that this knowledge will be spread throughout the land of Egypt. Lefi shehi eretz achartumim ve'amchashvim, because Egypt was a land of sorcerers, magicians. Uma she'yivachen sham, and whatever will be validated in a land where everyone knew every form of trickery, specifically in Egypt. Hashem wanted that Hashem will be validated. Hashem purposely wanted the miracles of Mitzrayim, the Makos, to happen in Egypt, where all the sorcerers are going to have to come to Paro and say, hey, 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 we know all the tricks in the book. This isn't the trick. This is God. When the Chartumin come to Paro and say, Etzbe Elokimi, that's a finger of God, what they're saying is, we know all the tricks, and this ain't the trick. Shehu davar nimna b'chok ha-teva. They said, we know this is a scientific impossibility. V'chilot speak b'chokhmat ha-kishuv, and you can't do this with sorcery. Asher hisif misifei ha-chokhmat ha-tivit. Says the Rana, an amazing point. You want to know what kishuv is? Kishuv is a way of tapping into forces of nature. It's not some kind of EGBG. It's a force in nature. So Hashem wanted specifically that within Mitzrayim, Moshe will come and do the 10 plagues. And Mitzrayim, who were masters of every form of trickery and sorcery and science, they will test it and validate this is God. This isn't the game. Ra'ui shi'amen shu nasa bekoach Eloki bli safek. If they validate it, then it's fitting that we will believe that it is really done with godly powers, without doubt. And this was to let everyone know that the scientific impossibilities are not impossibilities with regard to Hashem. If these miracles would happen in a city that was lacking wisdom, people could still doubt it. Maybe he tricked them. כאילו יחשבו אנשים שכל האותות הם נתחדשו בחוכמת הכישוף ושהם כולם אפשריים בחוק הטבע, because then people could think maybe all those miracles were done with kishuf, with some kind of sorcery, some kind of trickery. So Hashem purposely had everything done in Egypt. וזה העניין נרמז רבותינו במסכת מנחות בפרק כל הקורבנות. And this is the concept that our sages alluded to in tractate Menachos. אמרי ליוחנה וממרי למשה. Yochne and Mamre said to Moshe. Moshe comes in with his staff and he throws it on the floor and it turns into a snake, and they turn to Moshe and they say, Tevna tamachnis lafriim. You're bringing hay into a city that's filled with hay. We all sell hay here. You think you're going to teach us something because your staff turned into a snake? Amalehu Amrein She Limata Yalka Yalka Shekul. Moshe answered them, they say, if you're entering a city of vegetables, bring vegetables with you. Bekach Perusho. So what's the Gemara mean? Yochne and Mamre Shayum Chartumei Mitzrayim. Yochne and Mamre were some of the magicians of the Egyptians. Chashvu She'ela Otot Asher Chidesh Hanavi HaNe'eman. They thought these signs that the trusted prophet had introduced, Shechicham be'otan ha'tachbulot, they thought he was using the same tricks they use. Want me to find the place? Bilekach, fourth line. Bilekach tafsu alav. That's why they took him to task. Acharei sheba leramot ha'amon ledaatam hamguna. They said, hey, you're trying to trick everyone. You're using sorcery just like we use sorcery. So they said, are you stupid, Moshe? We know all the tricks in the books. So you could turn your staff into a snake. So could we. They shiva, and then Moshe answered them. Amri inchi, you know, people have a saying, Lemata yalka yalka shkol. You come to a city of vegetables, take vegetables. Kloma. שהשלם באיזה דבר שיהיה לא תוכל גודל מעלתו כי אם בארץ שימצא בחכמים מאותו דבר בעצמו. If someone is whole in any area, the only way you could recognize his wholeness is in a setting where there are other people who are wise in that territory. A guy is the top professor of astronomy. He walks into a bar, no one's going to appreciate his knowledge. He has to go to some kind of conference where you have all the famous astronomers, and when they hear what he has to say, they all go, psh, wow. You know, Einstein could sit with a group of people for lunch, and they'll all look at him and say, what kind of funny hairdo do you have? They don't appreciate his wisdom. Einstein walks into a conference of people who have learned physics, so then these professors of physics will appreciate his brilliance. So that's what Moshe was telling them. You're asking me, what am I bringing tricks into a country of tricks? No, I'm specifically taking what I have to offer to a place where you're all masters of the concepts of trickery. And you as masters of trickery, kisham yibachen otzem chochmato al chochmatam. In a place like that, one's wisdom can be examined, and it can be found to be far surpassing theirs. כמו שירק היותר משובח ימחר בו יותר בעיר רבת הירק, just like a city, just like a vegetable, that's an exceptional vegetable, will get a better price in a city that has many vegetables, כי שם, because a city that has many vegetables, there they appreciate תוכר מעלתו על האחרים. They'll recognize it's an unusually good vegetable. In Europe, you know, they used to have a shortage of oranges. If you got one orange in the winter, that was considered like a diamond. People didn't have oranges. So you could bring a half-rotten orange to England or France or Poland, and people were amazed. Ah, you got an orange. Amazing. But if you come into Israel, where we have plenty of oranges, you go to California, you got to bring a really exceptional orange for people to be impressed with that orange. Everyone has oranges. כן ראוי שיבחנו אותותיו בארץ כזאת. And so too, it's fitting that Moshe's signs will be examined in a land like this. כי בכאן יהיו יותר נערכים מבארץ אחרת. Here they were more prepared than in other land. יעני יתבר כאן בלי ספק שהם נעשים בכוח אלוקי. So over here it could be validated that Moshe was not using trickery, but rather he was using Hashem's force. וכי לא תספיק חוכמה אנושית לחדשם. And that human wisdom could not make such miracles. הנה אם כאן, אם כן, so if so, העניין כולו נוסד בעניין אי אפשר שיפול ספק בו שיהיה מתחדש. The whole point was to leave no room for doubt. That no one could doubt that what Moshe was doing was God's miracles, כי אם בכוח אלוקי גמור. That what Moshe was doing was completely godly. ולזאת הסיבה, and for the very same reason, נשלם משה בכל שלמות, Moshe was complete in every aspect that a human being can be complete. Yavil amin she'inyano bekoach eloki, so that people would see Moshe and they'd see a man who was 20 foot tall, broad shoulders, healthy, strong, wealthy, everything you could imagine. We see Moshe and we say, ah, that can be a representative of God. Ve'usal mimenu ba'ashgacha gmura hadibur atzach. And yet, one crippling effect God wanted him to have, and that was that he could not speak clearly. למען לא יחשב שהיות כלל ישראל וגדוליהם נמשכים אחריו, so that no one could think that the Jewish people and their leaders were drawn to Moshe, יהיה לי משכם אחר צחות דיבורו, because he was a great orator. Hashem purposely made Moshe Rabbeinu have a speech impediment, so that when we read the Torah, we say, wait a second, how did anyone listen to this man? You could barely understand him. His brother Aaron could understand him. God says, exactly. That's one of the things that validate his prophecy. He wasn't like Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu could attract masses. Avraham Avinu, as we saw in the Meiri Seder HaKabbalah, Avraham Avinu was a genius, a child prodigy, and Avraham Avinu had capacity to draw masses. He could speak and he could draw a crowd, he could get them to follow him through fire and water. That was Avraham's strength, not Moshe. Moshe couldn't talk clearly. You couldn't understand him. And that was, like the other points, that was so that there's no room for doubt that Moshe Rabbeinu was followed by the Jewish people because of the truth of what he said, not because he could convince them. He was not a smooth talker. And Hashem purposely made it that way. כמו שידוע שיאמר על מישהו צח הדיבור שימשוך המון אחריו. We know that smooth talkers can draw masses. They could draw crowds. ושהשקר ממנו יחשב אמת. And a person, what does a politician do? He makes all his lies sound like truths. That's a politician. So he can draw crowds. He could speak well. והדבר כולו בהפך במישהו כבד פה וכבד לשון. But someone who has a speech impediment, he's just the opposite. כי גם האמת ממנו לא יקובל. Even if the guy is telling you the truth, we once had a guy who was brilliant in yeshiva, but he had a stutter, and when he got up to give shiur, no one wanted to listen. The guy was brilliant, he had the most brilliant things to say, but when a person speaks like this, you don't even feel like listening to him. He could be telling you the greatest truths, but when he has a speech impediment, your patients are shot. He could be telling you truth. No one wants to hear him. And that's the idea of Moshe. That no one can think that Moshe was a smooth talker. The Torah tells us the contrary. Moshe himself said, how am I going to talk to the people? Who's going to want to listen to me? Ki im lechoze ki galuto. The only reason someone accepted anything from Moshe was just because Hashem sent him. And that was very, very clear that they had no choice. He was Hashem's messenger. ולזאת הסיבה היה כבד פה וכבד לשון והשכחה גמורה. And that's why Moshe had to have this speech impediment. It was purposely from Hashem. לא שיהיה דבר נפל במקרה. This was not a coincidence. And this is where we'll have to pick up Ezrat Hashem next time.